abortion medication today. In oral arguments before the court, Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar says millions of women have used the drug successfully.
Rolling back FDA's changes would unnecessarily restrict access to mifepristone with no safety justification. Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
Six construction workers remain missing Tuesday after a container ship smashed into a four-lane bridge in the U.S. port of Baltimore, Maryland, causing it to collapse and sending cars and people plunging into the river below. Rescuers have pulled out two survivors. The ship's crew notified authorities that they had lost power shortly before it struck the bridge. The AP's Shelley Adler has more.
A major bridge in Baltimore has collapsed.
This morning, our state is in shock.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore, hours after a container ship rammed into the Key Bridge overnight, causing it to collapse in a matter of seconds.
The preliminary investigation points to an accident. We haven't seen any credible evidence of a terrorist attack.
The collapse of that bridge is sure to create a logistical nightmare for months.
This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Russian investigators were in Tajikistan on Tuesday, questioning the families of four men charged with carrying out a deadly attack on a concert hall near Moscow. That's what Tajik security sources told media. For more stories, visit us online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A British court says Julian Assange can't be extradited to the U.S. on espionage charges unless U.S. authorities guarantee he won't get the death